Yes, indeed, that was a canned version of me introducing the Loopcast from In the Loop. I am Jeff Horwich, the host of the radio show, and Sandin Totten, our assistant producer, is here with me.
Canned but still fresh, Jeff.
The reason that is tacked on at the beginning of our podcast now is because National Public Radio is working with Minnesota Public Radio to distribute a number of our podcasts, including the Loopcast. And I should say, by way of an aside, there have been some technical issues that have resulted in the feed for the podcast being a little messed up over the past week or so. So we apologize for the confusion. If you're seeing like multiple episodes identical at the same time, or you're not able to get to old episodes, they're working to fix the problem.
Bear with us.
That's right. In any case, we've got a fresh one for you here today, a fresh podcast, that is. And we thought we would take a little bit of time to kind of dip back into our Loop gathering we had, what was it, a week or two ago at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis. We brought people together to talk about the environment, and we didn't put a whole lot of constraints on the conversation, just wanted to sort of see where it went. And we got to talking to people about the idea of being green and why that's difficult, why it's changing, and what needs to change to bring everybody on board. So, here now are a number of those voices from our Loop network, folks who joined us at the Guthrie, to talk about the environment.
It seems like one of the larger problems with being green is just the way it's sold to normal people who currently aren't green. Like, usually the way it's sold to people is, start acting as European as you can. Like, let's all be, you know, people from the Netherlands where everyone rides bikes everywhere. You know, like, maybe one in four people will have a car. You know, which, you know, and this all comes down to is, you know, change your behavior, you know, drive less or drive a car that's powered by carrots or, you know, whatever.
I mean, I heard a comedian say once that, you know, remember when being an environmentalist meant that you didn't throw garbage out of your car on the highway, you know, and we look at that. When I was a kid growing up, we didn't do any recycling. I mean, that has, it's evolved, it's changed, it could go faster, but it is happening.
We live in a culture where it is cheaper, it is more economical to be wasteful. Now, it's an oxymoron. It makes no sense. But in fact, the way our tax code is arranged, the way our corporate government structures are arranged, is basically we are subsidizing that kind of activity.
I think it's really hard for us to be green because, in a way, it contradicts how we define ourselves as Americans. We define ourselves as independent people who value privacy. Okay, in order to be independent, we get in our individual cars and we go where we want to, when we want to. We buy places out in the suburbs that are 5-acre, 10-acre lots now so that we can have our privacy. And we don't want to give that up.
We need to wake up. People need to wake up. And like you say, it takes a long time for perceptions to change. But once people are educated about it, I think we can make a lot of behavioral changes rather quickly.
Tell me the answer to this. Paper or plastic? Well, I don't like destroying trees to put it in paper, but maybe they can be recycled. But all that plastic has to come from an oil well. And all of those minute decisions every day, like, I just missed the recycling bin with my paper. It fell in the garbage. Do I really need to reach down and put it in the other one? Oh, not really, you know. The closer you look at any one of these minute decisions, it's not quite such a clear answer. I had to buy a new car recently because my old one died and I didn't have an option. And do I go for the $20,000 hybrid, or do I buy an old used kind of clunker for $3,000? Oh, I can afford the latter. Sorry. Shoot me with a recyclable bullet.
Thanks to all those good folks who joined us at the Guthrie to talk about some ideas for our upcoming show. They certainly kind of got our minds going. And as we've been putting together this show about being green and environmentalism, definitely has sort of had a little bit of an effect on our daily lives, wouldn't you say?
Santa? Oh, totally. Yeah, no, you can't do a show talking about your impact on the environment and then not start noticing all the little things you do. You know, when you print up a study, you know, to read some numbers, you suddenly start thinking, well, maybe I could just stare at the computer for another couple minutes just reading this.
I realize we print up tons of stuff, but it really sucks to read PDFs off of a computer screen.
Right. And it doesn't help at all that, you know, we start talking about carbon emissions and all the bad things that go along with driving to work the same week that it's like, what, like 0 degrees out. You know, maybe if this had happened like a month ago, I would have said, okay, now's when I make the change to biking to work or public transportation. But instead, I just hop in my car and feel really, really bad about it.
And suddenly I'm thinking I should be carpooling, you know, with my wife every single day. I can't do it every day, but I should do it more than I am. I wanted to get a book someone had recommended that I read in preparation for this show, a book called The Weathermakers, which I did get. But I couldn't find it at a used bookstore. I thought in the spirit of the show, you know, I'd try and find the least environmentally damaging way to get the book, not try and have it shipped from far away, not try and have to purchase a new one. And I could not find this
thing. Right. They had it at the library, right? But it was like gone for two, like till the middle of February. And, you know, when you're working on a deadline, you can't. You just have to go to – what did you have to do?
I had to go to Borders and pick it up.
Brand new copy.
Yep. Anyway, we're going to continue thinking and working and concentrating on all these things as we get our show ready. The taping is coming up February 15th here at Minnesota Public Radio. The broadcast of the next hour-long In the Loop is going to be Friday the 16th and Sunday the 18th of February. So watch our website, minnesotapublicradio.org/InTheLoop for that information.
Check out our blog, too. Come and comment. We'd love to see what you have to say.
Some serious action on the blog. It's gotten very interesting in the past week, called The Loophole. You can find that also at our website. We'll go out, as usual, with a little bit of music from our house band, The Smarts. More info on them at thesmartsband.com. Thanks for listening to The Loopcast with Sandin Totten. I'm Jeff Horwich.
It's happened so many times before. I let a week go and it turned to four. I wonder what it was I waited for. And still the world it will go. And still the world it goes spinning on. I look behind me and you were gone. I add your name to my pantheon. And still the world it will go. Spinning on, behind each day there waits another.